Thank you for the EU. Just maybe to be, the methodology is the one that the Secretariat is following, is the one that has been used so far by the ad hoc committee, which is basically when it comes to the conclusion and recommendations and the takeaways of the discussion, the discussions by the experts are reflected, are listed exactly the same way it's listed here. What member states usually do, it's have done so far, is that, and I can give the floor to the Secretariat for that, is that they would, if there is any omission or any idea that is missing that was raised by the experts, they would bring it to the attention of the Secretariat. But also, if they think that some of the paragraph can be merged and that it's the same idea, or they can be strengthened by a little bit more streamlined, that also what member states would give guidance on. But the ideas that are there are attributed and are the one of the experts. The conclusion on the context discussions, the three context discussions. That's why I was making the difference between the final conclusion and recommendation of the ad hoc committee for the next steps, which would be also discussed. So we should not, we shouldn't be spending that much time, because it's not the time to negotiate the final conclusions of the committee. That will be the next step. These are what we heard. I understand delegation may be agreeing or disagreeing with what was said. And I don't think this is something that can be disputed when it comes to the positions of delegations. But this is what we heard. And this is exactly what is in the text that the presentation they made and they shared with the Secretariat. So I think we need to be clear on that. In terms of the methodology, I want you to look at the 10th, the structure of the 10th session report, and that's exactly the one that it's followed here in the same approach. I hope this helps to clarify. That's why I think we are complicating unnecessary if we bring new elements to what we didn't heard from the experts. I think this can be left for our discussions later on the actual final conclusions and recommendation of the ad hoc committee. And maybe if this could also bring you an additional clarification, this part of the report will be titled General Conclusion from the Context Discussions. So it's very clear that it's what has been said during the context discussion that that part of the report is capturing, and we will have general conclusions and recommendations that will be much shorter, that will be drawn as a draft from what we think in terms of the next step for the ad hoc committee to take up, based on you as member state, what you suggested in terms of what needed more clarification, more in-depth definition and identification in terms of the specific elements that can be recommended for criminalization and those who cannot. So to precisely address the mandate of the ad hoc committee. I hope that clarification also helps. Any further request on paragraph 2 in terms of the essence of the message we heard during the discussion? I will move to the paragraph 3. I see the Holy See. Holy See has the floor.